SBS Radio.
The Torch works with the inmates and former inmates towards successful rehabilitation. It places participants as artists rather than offenders and provides an avenue to change. The Torch is launching an exhibition called Future Dreamings, Visions of the Future, an online exhibition that will run between October 29 and December 31. With me to talk about this program is Sean Miller, Indigenous Officer with The Torch. Welcome to NITV Radio, Sean.
Thank you.
We know about the crowd polling events that The Torch sets up every year. We have the Confide exhibition that used to be at St. Kilda Town Hall, and your own art gallery and so on. Really a huge crowd polling event. And now another exhibition. Tell us about this yet other event by The Torch.
The Future Dreaming is basically artworks from our mob in prison. So we've supplied them with small 300 by 300 millimeter canvases, and we've asked them to put their dreams, their thoughts during COVID-19, which during that lockdown period, onto canvas and provide a story and so forth. So this exhibition is those artworks that have come out of prison. We're exhibiting them here in St. Kilda for the Future Dreaming exhibition. Yeah.
Because usually they are not restricted. I also asked Kent Morris about why this 30 by 30. He said it's for logistics reasons, because they can't come out, so they can't paint these huge canvases like they sometimes do. Who decided it would be 30 by 30 centimetres?
We did have success in selling some smaller ones during our Christmas last year. So it suits a lot of people's budgets, and it also suits, getting them in and out of prison, because they're not a large piece, and it's just the logistics and security in prisons.
You've been working with them on a daily basis. How did these men and women feel in these tough times of COVID with the restricted visits and so on?
Our mob really struggled, and everyone in prison, but our mob really has struggled. COVID has been it's caused a lot of anxiety. You know, the prisons have been very good in managing, not letting the virus get into the prison. So that's been fantastic. But they've stopped visitors visiting, so no one can visit. Our program is still running in the prison, but we're doing it through the AWOs. So the visitors, when you're in prison and you don't have any visitors, it's very tough. They do have they've provided iPads and are doing video visits, which is good. So they still can connect with family. But it's the anxiety of COVID maybe getting in the prison that's caused a little bit few issues, and not having the visitors and basically shutting down the prison. So it's been tough, and they've shown that in a lot in their artworks with, you see a lot of artworks now with koalas with masks, and, you'll see things that you've never seen before COVID, So it's been great, the artworks that have come out during this time, and their dreams. It gets your head out of prison, sitting there doing your art. You're doing something else. You're not locked up there. You're out on country. You're painting something that you're dreaming about. So it's been fantastic for them.
So their minds have still been working really very actively, and creativity has come out. Koalas with masks, that's something unheard of. What else can one expect? Because that's already something that comes, wow, koala with a mask.
Oh, there is a lot. There's a few other things. Some have gone with the bushfire, some have gone with the COVID, some have gone with the Black Lives Matter. There's been, a few, whatever they're thinking about, whatever they're dreaming about, and it's all about, some of family. And the stories and all the artworks have little stories with them. So if you're viewing the artworks, you can read the story too and see what the artist is thinking about. It's great. And they're nice little, small artworks that are quite affordable. They're all restricted between $250 and $300, and they're an excellent purchase if anyone wants to purchase one.
Especially coming the end of the year and coming up Naido Quake, which for the first time is happening actually towards the end of the year. It's usually earlier in the year, but this year, because of COVID, circumstances have changed. So if people are willing to make an effort during Naido Quake, there's an opportunity there to actually purchase some artwork by inspirational artists. And 2020 has been a terrible year, actually. You spoke about things that have inspired them, the bushfires and Black Lives Matter. So it's a year that has brought so many things. Health crisis, a renewal of this struggle for Black rights, and the bushfires with native plants and native animals being decimated. So it's really brought country back to people's minds.
Yes, yes. And you can see like our mob's thinking about it while they're in, you know, they're worried about, you know, what's happening out there on country. And even though they're locked up, they're eventually going to get back out, and it's a concern for them. So, you know, it does play on their minds. When you're locked up in a cell, you've got nothing else but to think about what's happening with family, happening outside. These are concerns even when you are locked up in prison. Eventually, everybody gets out of prison. We're providing that support for them as they transition out into community, to provide a little bit of money that they might not have, and to every artwork helps in that transition, and to stop that recidivism for them going back in, and providing them something to grasp onto, something to say, oh yes, I'm an artist, and this is my artwork, and I've exhibited them and sold my art before. So it gives them something to aim for.
Usually the torch exhibitions are by inmates and former inmates, but this time it's specifically inmates. Why this separation?
Yeah, this was decided. We provide a lot of support with our in-prison mob, but when COVID came along, prisons locked down and we couldn't personally go in. The arts officers couldn't go into prison and work with the artists and support the artists and guide and help. And, you know, so we had to do it through phone and video conferencing or through the AWOs, the Aboriginal Wellbeing Officers. So, you know, we had to kind of do it from a distance. We thought we'd give them something else to, you know, provide them with these canvases and the future dream, and give them an extra exhibition this year to help and support them and let them know that we're thinking about them, even though we can't go in.
Was it an easy transition for yourself as an art officer to be able to transition to this from the physical reality to this online way of interacting with the artists?
It did take a little bit of getting used to. As with everybody out there, COVID was just throwing at you, wasn't it? It just kind of come along and everyone had to adjust and work with it. And our confined exhibition, that had to go from basically a full exhibition, a walkthrough exhibition at a town hall where it got completely closed down. We had to put it all online and it was a great success. We had to completely relook at it all and remarket it for online. And luckily we've got a lot of great supporters out there that support the program, and it's been very successful. Yeah. It's just something that everybody's had to do, and online seems to be you know, the way that a lot of shops have transitioned and working from home and everything like that.
Among the artists, so you've got close to 120, a little bit less than 120 this time around, usually sometimes much, much more. Is it from all across Victorian, the entire Victorian prison system or Melbourne?
It's all Victorian prison systems. We did have some security issues with the higher security getting, you know, a stretched canvas into them, and that was a little bit harder with the higher security prisons, because as you know, like they could probably pull a wooden frame thing. They were worried about that, so you know, we had issues there, but all Victorian prisons, men and women prisons, so it represents a wide area from all the country, the city prisons and all.
Any ones that really, really are striking, and one would be...
There's some absolutely brilliant pieces there. You know, we have some artists there that have actually, through our exhibition, through the confined exhibition, have actually got their arts into the National Gallery of Victoria. So, you know, there's some brilliant artists in there, and have you just have to get online and see the mosaic, or hopefully get down to the exhibition in the future. Victoria is opening up, so we might in a week or two could even get some visitors down here to have a look. But I think most of them will get snapped up online.
Yeah, usually they go very, very quickly. So put the information out there and get people who actually act very quickly, because these things don't stay around for very, very long. And the whole success of actually the Torch, this unexpectedly and unbelievably talented artists.
The exhibition starts this Thursday on the 29th. It'll be online. They'll have a mosaic of all the artworks up for sale. And like I said, the price range is only between $250 and $300. So we've limited the prices to that. So they're quite affordable. Get online, have a look. Hopefully you can pick up an artwork. And support the cause. It helps Indigenous inmates and in community. Well, other artworks through the Torch can help in community artists as well.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.